I have for your hearing this afternoon a lesson that I call the hearing ear. And as I get older, I realize how important our hearing is, because I'm getting to where I can't hear as good as I used to hear. Debbie and I spend half the time saying hun to each other, me more than her. But I know a lot of my problem with my hearing is because of running tools all my life without earplugs. And the lesson this evening, this afternoon, is about our hearing and how we hear and perceive what Jesus has said to us. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verse 15, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And if we think about that statement and try to comprehend what he said there, it seems like it's a pretty simple statement. Because everybody has ears. And they ought to be able to hear unless they're deaf in one ear or both ears. But I think it goes a lot deeper than it sounds. You know, if we don't put any thought into it, we might think that Jesus is just saying, "Now everybody listen up, because you all have ears now, you ought to be able to hear what I'm saying." But that's not what he's saying here. We know that even though everyone has ears, not everyone's going to hear what Jesus had to say. And Jesus knew that too. He knew that everyone that heard him wouldn't pay attention to what he said. So I think he's emphasizing the importance of paying attention to what he's going to say. You know, we don't have any trouble paying attention when it's something that we're really interested in. And how much more should we pay attention when it has a bearing on our eternal life, whether we have salvation or not? Jesus wants his disciples to listen, to meditate on it, to try to understand it, and then act upon it. Not just to let it go in one ear and out the other, which so many of us have a tendency to do that today. I remember as a child when my parents were telling me something they wanted me to do or something they didn't want me to do, they would always end by saying, "Did you hear what I said?" Because they knew, you know, about half the time I wasn't paying attention. And sometimes I was, and sometimes I didn't. And sometimes I did what they told me to do, and sometimes I didn't. And that's how we are with what Jesus says. Sometimes we hear what Jesus says. We understand it. And sometimes we do what he says. And then there's other times that we don't even pay attention to what he has to say. We just simply dismiss it by saying, "Well, that don't apply to me." Is this pleasing to him? You know, it wasn't pleasing to my parents when I didn't pay attention to them. And I remember when I had kids of my own, it wasn't pleasing to me when they didn't pay attention to me. And I found myself saying the same thing to them that my parents said to me. "Did you hear what I said?" And they go, "Dad, I hear you." Well, how did Jesus feel about it when he spoke to people and preached to them and they didn't listen to what he had to say? How did he feel when people didn't understand what he said? Well, he knew it would be this way. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, We have the parable of the sower. There Jesus said, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on the good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And there's that statement again. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. What do you suppose the people that he was speaking to thought he was trying to tell them? Were they thinking that we came to hear words of life and he gives us a lesson on farming, on where to plant seeds and where not to plant seeds? Because even though they had ears to hear, they didn't hear. They didn't know what he was talking about. What would we have thought if we had been there and heard Jesus speak this parable and not explain it to us? Would we have heard what he said and then went away thinking, well, what's he talking about? What's his point? Well, I suppose it might depend upon what condition our heart was in at the time. And that was the whole purpose of the parable of the sower, was to tell, Jesus to tell different conditions of man's heart. And you know, back then, they didn't understand. But today, we don't have any excuse not to understand, because Jesus explains it to us. We have the explanation right here in the same chapter, beginning in verse 10. And the disciples came and they said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. And blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receives seed in the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bring forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So we see in this parable that Jesus compares the soil, the condition of the soil, to different conditions of the heart. And if the heart is not in the right condition, it will not receive the Word of God, it will not understand it, and it will not retain it. And he says that's why he spoke to them in parables, because he knew the condition of their heart. He said their heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Well, what did he mean by their heart is waxed gross? Well, let's consider wax paper. Let's say wax paper is paper that's been treated with wax to make it resistant to water and to grease and that sort of thing. And that's why it's especially good for wrapping things in, because it resists penetration of water and grease when it comes in contact with them. Now consider the heart. The heart that is waxed gross is a heart that resists the knowledge of the Word because it is so coated with ignorance it can't possibly understand what the ear is hearing. How many people do we cross paths with each day that have hearts that are waxed gross and they're dull of hearing? I know we all know some. We all run into them every day. There's many, so many more than we even have time to talk about. Now Jesus said unto his disciples, blessed are your eyes for they see, and your ears for they hear. Well, why were they so blessed? Well, because of the condition of their hearts. Their hearts were like the good ground that received the seed, and they heard the word and they understood it, they were able to bear fruit. You know, just like the condition of the soil determines how good of a crop is produced, the condition of the heart determines how much of the word we hear, how much we understand, and how much fruit we bear for Christ. Now, along with the condition of our heart, the hearing of our ear is very important to the cultivation of our heart. The type of hear of the word we are does have a great bearing on the type of Christian we are. Have we got the kind of hearing ear it takes to grow in the Christian life? You know, in Proverbs chapter 18, in verse 15, the Bible says, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Do we have the ear of the wise? Well, it's easy to answer that question. Do we seek knowledge? Where does knowledge come from? Well, the knowledge that we need comes from the Word of God. Through study, through hearing the word preached, and through living it in our lives. 2 Timothy 2 and 15, a very familiar verse, Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now by reading and studying the Bible, I think is the only way that we're really going to get the full scope of the Bible, of the knowledge of Jesus. You know, hearing the word preached is equally important in its own right, as we'll see in a minute, but how many of us have ever heard every word of the Bible spoken from the pulpit? I haven't. There's a lot of things in the Bible that we wouldn't know were in there unless we read and studied that Bible. And yet through reading and studying, we can hear through our eyes and ears every word that comes from God. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, Paul said in his letter to Colossae, for this cause We also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Maybe that's something that if we're having trouble understanding, that we need to do. We need to pray for knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And maybe we need to pray for opportunities to read and study the scriptures and to hear the word preached. And as I said before, hearing the word preached is equally important to gaining knowledge as reading and studying. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 1, Solomon said, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil." So hearing the word priest is without a doubt a very important part of our learning. And not only our learning, but our salvation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 17, Paul told the church at Corinth, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For after that in the wisdom of world of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." You know, when you read that, this seems to contradict what we just read in Proverbs 18 that Solomon said about the ear of the wise, the heart of the prudent getting knowledge and the ear of the wise seeking knowledge. But if we read on in verse 25 and verse 26, we see, "Because of the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called." You know, the knowledge referred to in Proverbs chapter 18 is the knowledge of the Word of God. And the knowledge and the wisdom that's referred to in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is the knowledge of the flesh or of the world. So through hearing the word preached, we can gain much spiritual knowledge and gain salvation for our souls. We can see throughout the New Testament examples where Jesus preached to the people and where the apostles went out and preached the word all over the world. Why? Why'd they do this? Why'd they go preach? Because it pleased God for them to preach. Do we hear when the word is preached? What kind of hearer are we? What kind of hearing ear do we have? One that seeks to please God by seeking the knowledge of the truth? Or one that seeks to please ourselves by seeking the knowledge of the world? Let's briefly look at a few different types of hearing ears to see where we fit, and then we'll close. First of all, do we have a shallow ear? I missed that scripture, didn't I? Or I said that scripture, but... Let me look back here. Yep, I did miss that scripture. Okay. Okay, we'll move on. Matthew 13, verse 19. Do we have a shallow ear? When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Does the word of God just lay on the surface of your heart? Do we keep our heart wax gross, afraid of what we might learn or what we might have to give up in the world in order to live the Christian life? You know, as long as we have a shallow ear, we will never let the Word of God penetrate our hearts or allow it to take root in our hearts. Do we have an unsure heart as described in verse 20 and 21? But he that receiveth seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because of the word, by and by he is offended. Do we allow the word of God to just jump into our hearts because it just sounds so good when we hear it? And we think we want it, but we're really not sure. Maybe we expect too much of the word sometimes. We get to thinking that everything will be perfect right away. We think that our troubles are all over. Then when we find out that they're not over, we decide we better get out before we get in too deep. And many times we find things in the Word that we didn't know were there, and we become offended and think, well, I can't live like this. That's too much to do. I mean, I can't do that. And so we back out. And the Word withers away in our hearts. Do we have a worldly ear? That's described in verse 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Perhaps we've received the word of God in our hearts, but we've let the things of the world keep it at bay. The attraction of the worldly things are more than we can resist, so we just give in to temptation. Have we let the Word of God deteriorate from our hearts until it's choked out completely? That's what the world will do to you. Do we have a disobedient ear? As described in Matthew chapter 7, verse 26 and 27. There Jesus said, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." You know, every time I read this scripture, I think about all these people that build their houses along these rivers, these sandy rivers, thinking that it's never going to flood, and their houses are going to stand there forever. But yet, when we have these great amounts of rain, these rivers start rising and they start tearing away at the banks of those rivers, tearing away ground toward those houses. And before long, if it keeps doing it long enough, then the land underneath the house just falls away and the house just falls into the river. And we've seen videos of these houses floating down the river, and when they hit trees or they hit a bridge or something, or the rushing water just so strong, it just tears them apart. It's just utter destruction. You know, it seems like a very foolish place to build a house on the shores of a sandy river, or even on the beach of an ocean. We've seen here lately these nor'easters go into the New England states, and they've just battered those homes along the sides of along the edge of that river of the ocean up there on that beach. You know, Jesus says we're foolish if we build our spiritual house on the sand. Do we have a forgetful ear, as described in James chapter 1, verse 23 and 24? For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. How many times have we looked into the Bible, and we've seen ways that we need to improve ourselves, but as soon as we put the Bible down, we forget what we read? How many times have we heard a lesson preached and thought, man, he really stepped on my toes this morning? And then when we left the assembly, we acted like we were wearing steel-toed boots. We didn't remember a thing he said. How many times have we acted so godly around Christians, and then when we got out around our worldly friends, we acted like we didn't even know who God was? You know, it's not long before we stop looking in the mirror. We stop seeing what kind of a man, manner of man that we are. Do we have a spiritually deaf ear, as we read in Matthew chapter 13, verse 15? For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Are we good at tuning things out, like the Word of God? You know, maybe Jesus looks at us and thinks, like he did the Jews. He says, he knows they have ears to hear, but they don't hear. They don't understand. He knows we have ears, but he knows we're not going to hear what he has to say. You know, Jesus knows our heart, whether it's waxed gross, and he knows our ear and what kind of hearing we have. He knows if we're tuning him out. Now, on a positive note, do we have an obedient ear? As we read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Do we pay attention to Jesus when he speaks and do what he says? We know what can happen to us if we're not obedient to what he says. Utter destruction. You know, living the Christian life in Jesus is a very secure place to be, even though we still have trials and problems. If we build our spiritual house on the teachings of Jesus, our rock of salvation, he will see us through the storms of life and protect us from ever falling. Finally, do we have a spiritual ear, as was described in Matthew chapter 13, verse 23? He says, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. You know, a person that has a spiritual ear is someone who is living the Christian life. A person with a good and honest heart that receives the Word of God into their hearts and holds on to it with all their might. And with patience, he meditates on it day and night, living it in their life. You know, the psalmist David wrote about this type of person in Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. He said, "He shall be a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." What kind of hearing do we have this afternoon? Do we have the kind of hearing ear that Jesus would be proud that he made? Do we have the kind of hearing ear that will bring forth fruit and glory to God? If so, Jesus said, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear."